When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the world, my only dentist the last 28 years. Make him your only dentist. 317-849-2933. You're going to be as happy as I am that Mike O'Neill's my dentist, which is really, really happy. I would go out on a limb and say ebullient. That's how happy I am that Mike O'Neill's my dentist. Hit like if you enjoyed this video. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Chris Ballard spoke to the media yesterday. And as a result of him speaking to the media, ESPN puts out a story that's still on the front page, on their NFL page, saying Indianapolis Colts GM Chris Ballard, consequences, in quotes, for players unvaccinated against COVID-19, which implies that Chris Ballard and the Colts are going to bring consequences against players who are unvaccinated, and that's just flat out not true. The consequences he was talking about are health consequences that could come to pass because they are not vaccinated. What Chris Ballard actually said, and this is a quote from the piece, look, I can beat my head against the wall. I can go in there and raise all kinds of hell and go off. That's not how we roll. I believe in our guys. I believe in what they stand for, and I'll stand by them. We'll continue to work on the vaccinations. It's not like we're done educating, but they understand that they have to take care of the protocols at hand and they have to live by them. And we'll do that to the at the best of the ability we can do it. That's what Chris Ballard said about what his kind of ideology is in terms of the vaccine and his roster, which is vaccinated at one of the lowest levels among the 32 NFL teams. That's what Ballard said. Ballard and Reich have decided to do this. They have decided to be quiet and respectful in their leadership of this team where it concerns COVID-19, the vaccinations, and really in almost all things. They don't go in there, dump over a table with a, but you know, they're not James Caan, right, in the program or whatever that movie was. They don't go crazy. They don't go bonkers. They're not Mike Ditka. They're not Bill Parcells. They're not going to read the riot act to guys. What they're going to do is lead quietly, and they hope effectively and always respectfully, especially when they talk to the media. Other things, and is that good or bad? You can make that decision. What would you do? Fans like it when coaches go off and they're honest about stuff. They love Bruce Arians for that, right? Bruce Arians is going to hold guys publicly accountable. The media loves it. Right? Because it writes stories for them and does their work for them. What the Colts do, like Frank Reich is not ever going to air dirty laundry with the media. Chris Ballard will do it once in a while. Chris Ballard, if you pick a scab a little bit, it's going to bleed with Chris Ballard. It will not bleed with Frank Reich. Chris Ballard will get honest with you periodically. And what he said about other things, he was asked about confidence in having Jacob Eason as Carson Wentz's backup. He said, yeah, I mean, that's who we got. And then he laughs. That's who we got. That's who we're going with. Does that impart to you confidence that Jacob Eason is going to be able to go into games and win them if Carson Wentz is either COVID positive, has a close contact and has to go on the COVID list, or gets hurt? If that imparts confidence to you, I don't know what to, I can't help you. And who knows better than Chris Ballard? That's not to say that Jacob Eason is not capable of doing some things, or that we know what Jacob Eason's capable of. We just haven't seen it. He's played one season of his last four. If that makes you happy, that makes you happy. If you think that Jacob Eason can come into games, win them, and that with Jacob Eason under center, the Colts are going to win a Super Bowl, I love that level of optimism. There is nothing factual that substantiates it, but you know what? Good for you. You're an optimist. I love it. I'm more a realist. And backup quarterbacks don't win Super Bowls very often. Nick Foles, an exception, although he hadn't always been a backup. Asked, why did he decide to keep 11 defensive linemen, which is a lot. That's 20%, more than 20% of your roster, right? 53-man roster, 11 guys as defensive linemen, more than 20%. Yeah, I got a keen math mind. He said, because it's D linemen and they're hard to find. All right, well, that's hard to argue with. But you know what? So are cornerbacks hard to find. We don't have a lot of those, and we don't have very good ones. We are so scarce in terms of talent at cornerback that the Colts added two yesterday. One was a seventh-round pick in the 21 draft. One was a seventh-round pick in the 20 draft. He said DeForest Buckner has Defensive Player of the Year capabilities. I love it. I hope that he is. I like DeForest Buckner a lot. DeForest Buckner, I used to work with a guy named DeMarco Farr. I love DeMarco Farr. And DeMarco has an aura about him. And DeForest Buckner, to me, aura-wise, is DeMarco Farr. Not to get all metaphysical, but that's who he is. He's not going to get, Ballard wouldn't get specific about a timetable for Eric Fisher's return. They really like the progress that he's made. That's what the Colts, Ballard, Reich, whomever, that's what they always say about injured guys. We really like the progress that he has made. We're not going to put him on a timetable, not going to communicate that timetable, but we really like his progress. All right, whatever. We do know that Carson Wentz, Ryan Kelly, and Zach Pascal are scheduled to come off the COVID list today, which means adjustments in the roster. Two of those adjustments are going to be placing Sam Ehlinger and T.Y. Hilton on IR. And because of COVID, as many guys can be IR'd and then return to work to play at some point in the season as you like. So that's a good thing. Usually there are limits. With the COVID business going on, no limits on IRing and guys returning from the IR list. But T.Y. Ehlinger going to go on the IR. He did say that Hilton had a procedure on his neck, not a major procedure, and it provided instant relief to T.Y. in terms of feeling good with that neck. And so good for the Colts. Cubs last night, 3-0 winners. This was a terribly dull game, except for Frank Schwindel hitting a 3-run homer. That was the entirety of the offense last night as the Cubs win 3-0. Schwindel has now homered in three straight games. They're getting hot at a great time. Schwindel and Happ and Wisdom and all these guys are hitting bombs all over the place. And the Cubs are still foundering. They begin a four-game set tonight at Wrigley against the Pittsburgh Pirates. If the Cubs don't take care of business in this four-game series, eventually they could fall into last place this season behind the Pirates, which is unfathomable, right? Until you look at the Cubs roster. The opening day roster versus today, my God. And if you are a Cubs fan and you see Tom Ricketts out and about and you don't walk up to him and boo him loudly, you can't call yourself a Cubs fan anymore. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this absolutely what is going to be a gorgeous Thursday heading into a gorgeous weekend. Man, you come to September 1st and the weather all of a sudden pivots in central Indiana. We go from like 90s every day to 70s every day. It's fantastic. From now through May, about October 20th, central Indiana is the best climate in the world. There's not a lot of rain, and it's nice and cool and wonderful, and you can hang outside and you can play lots of golf. It is absolutely perfect. Cammie Lee Dyer celebrating a birthday. Wayne Hood, David Charters, Happy birthday, Glenn Bosma, Steve Smith, Steve Young, the great Don West, celebrating a birthday, the great Stephanie Stahl Darling. Happy birthday, the great Chris Edge. Happy birthday, Kurt Gutzel. Happy birthday, Jobo Colburn. Happy birthday, Adnan Qureshi. Happy birthday, Ron Rabinowitz, Jen Mogg, and David Shaw. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. And let's be a little bit considerate to one another. All right? Let's take a specific example. If you're at the Kroger or you're at the Jewel and you're in the self-serve lane, the self-checkout, do your business quickly if there's a line. Get going. Put the stuff in a bag. Pay. Get it in the cart and get the hell out of there. Here's what I try to do, which is, granted, stupid. But when I'm in the self-serve thing, like I was yesterday at Kroger, I try to conduct all my business from unloading the cart, like scanning everything and paying, entering my little numbers so I get discounts. I try to, from start to finish, beat all the other five people who are at the self-checkout, get it done, and get out before any of those five people have finished what they do. Give yourself some kind of competitive thing to make you kind of enforce some level of quickitude in the way you conduct your business at Kroger, can you? Julie says I'm kooky. What are you going to do? Guilty. Later today, Inside Indiana Sports Now. We'll talk to you. It's what we do. We're going to talk about sports.